The health department held a media briefing on Monday morning to unpack its readiness for a possible spike in COVID-19 infections driven by the Omicron variant. Health Minister Joe Phahla says there's no need to panic.
There's just no basis for some of the leaders of countries which have imposed these restrictions on traveling for us in South Africa and other countries in Southern Africa. There is no basis for South Africans to panic. We've been here before. We're doing everything possible to make sure that our health facilities are ready. We know that as the infections rise, people will get sick, some will get severe, especially those who have not been vaccinated. But we know that there will also be incidences where even those who are vaccinated may get ill, and the health facilities should be ready.
The South African Medical Research Council's Salim Karim says they are ready for the variant.
We were not caught with our pants down. We expected and prepared for a new variant and a fourth wave. As far back as September, at the Moseneke Commission, I basically outlined what I anticipated would be the trajectory of the pandemic, just based on, you know, what we've known about the first three waves. And if we look at that situation, what did we do? Well, government invested together with many other agencies in building the capacity to do genomic sequencing in Africa and particularly in South Africa. And so in South Africa, that investment has now paid dividends through this broad national consortium led by Professor De Oliveira and the NICD. And what we have seen is that they have delivered. They have given us the best fighting chance by giving us evidence early that we're dealing with a new variant. Now, so we've been expecting this and we anticipated it would come. We didn't know exactly when it would come, what it would look like, but we had some ideas and some predictions about what was the likely scenarios.
The Gauteng Health Department's Dr. Freddy Khongwala says the province is prepared for a fourth wave.
We have been preparing for the fourth wave since the end of the third wave. Secondly, with security of oxygen, during the third wave, we had daily meetings with AFROCS, where we monitored the bulk oxygen tank, even during the riots, including the cylinders, the availability of the oxygen cylinders. And we noted during that period that the oxygen cylinders are strategic in us managing the pressures that is there in terms of patient care. In terms of security of oxygen, we can boldly say we are secured, because that's exactly what we went through the third wave, and we've been monitoring that throughout.
South Africa remains on lockdown alert level 1. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelani Nonyokela.